time near London, at Jack's place, where the books of prophecy had been kept. I'd wanted to have another crack at them, hoping to find the key that would end the terror that was Orion and his demon hordes coming our way. For 3 days, Liam and I looked for the books, but they were gone. Now we coasted along the northern line of Russia, following the water's edge most of the way, pretty much as far north as we could be without hitting the pole. We'd come this far north, and east, to visit the wolf pack of an old wolf named Peter, so Liam could learn from them, understand his own power and what he could do with it. A sharp blast of icy wind smacked me in the face, a cold slap reminding me exactly where I was.
We're almost there, Pansy.
We began our descent, and I dared to peek out of the tiny warm spot I clung to between Liam and me. Blaz headed inland in a slow circle toward a bare patch of snow surrounded by trees and white-capped mountains. As we circled, the ocean came back into view, distant waves crashing to the frozen shoreline. 3 sides of mountains, 1 side of ocean, and not a single road that I could see. Squinting, I pointed to a splotch of brown that seemed out of place.
Liam, what is that?
He turned to look, his eyes dilating, making the silvery gold of his irises fade.
Looks like a village. Seems odd for the middle of nowhere.
No kidding. Knowing how far north we were, I hadn't expected to see anyone except the wolf pack we were to spend time with. Certainly not a human village. I cast another glance that way, but saw no movement. Of course, the dead of winter in northern Russia wasn't exactly the time to be playing in the great outdoors. Blaz landed, his back claws digging into the hard-packed ice and snow in the small clearing. The ground squeaked under his weight, that awful squeal that tells you it's too damn cold even for snow to be light and fluffy. After untangling myself from Liam and unhooking from the harness on Blaz's back, I slid down his side and landed on the snow.
I have something for you from Doran.
Now that was curious. Why didn't he give it to me himself before we left? Blaz held out his right front claw to me, his digits uncurling one by one. I glanced up at him. Do you know what it is?
He only told me not to give it to you until we landed. Something about a time limit.
Son of a bitch. I peered into Blaz's claw. A small jewelry box stared back at me. I lifted it out, my hands shaking with cold. Cracking it open. Yeah, I squealed, though I will deny now that any such noise ever came out of my mouth. A round stone, smooth and black, with a rainbow of reds, blues, and greens flickering through it. I'd worn a similar opal during my time fighting off the frigid cold of a hoarfrost demon's poison. The fire opal hung on a thick silver chain, and I quickly put it on, tucking it under my shirt so the opal came in contact with my skin. It hung against the black snowflake tattoo between my breasts, and the instant it touched me, the heat flowing through my veins reminded me of sliding into a hot tub, shivers of pure delight washing through me. I felt nearly drugged with the euphoria of being truly warm for the first time since we left Jack's place in London.
Remind me to thank him when we get back.
He'll likely want the kind of thank you only I should get from you.
A flutter of paper from the box in Blaz's claws caught my eye.
Come back soon, Tracker. We need you here in one piece. Don't make me call in favors to save you. I'll bite your delectable ass if I have to do that. Love, Doran.
Yeah, that was Doran, him and his ass biting. Liam took the paper, read it, and bunched it up into a ball before throwing it away.
Idiot.
Blaz launched himself into the air, surprising me.
Where do you think you're going?
I have things to do. I'll be back for you in a week. Call if you need me sooner.
The backdraft from his wings slid around us, swirling up the snow crystals not hardened into ice, battering them against our bare faces. And then, for the first time in what seemed like forever, Liam and I were truly and completely alone. No Alex, no Pamela, no monsters chasing us, not even Blaz to interrupt with an inappropriately placed comment. I almost didn't know how I felt about that. Liam, though, seemed to have no such reservations. He slid a hand around my waist, then down over my hip. The heat between us flared.